Each year, hundreds gather on the rolling hills of James Monroe's Highland, just below Carter Mountain. They're here to take in the sights, sounds, and smells of Virginia's rich folklife history. Banjos are crafted and demonstrated at one of the many tables under a large tent on the festival lawn. The Virginia Humanities event celebrates the partnership of folklife masters and their apprentices. The person who connects artisans with those who want to learn is John Lohman.
I am your state folklorist, and I started in 2001.
Back then, he hit the roads of Virginia in a Chevy Lumina to talk with tradition bearers, folk artists, and communities about what they wanted out of a folklife program.
What I kept hearing over and over again was people were very worried, or not worried, but concerned. You know, I'm really worried this thing's dying out, this thing's dying out, that thing's dying out. A lot of things are not dying out, but there's always that concern.
And that's how the apprenticeship program began 16 years ago.
Mr. Clyde.
John, how's it going?
Clyde Jenkins lives up in the Shenandoah Valley, Page County.
How long's your family been up there?
Early 1700s.
Jenkins lives in an old mountain homestead.
It's a log cabin that my grandfather built. He cleared the land. I have all the tools that he built the cabin with. There's still clay and hog hair between the logs. And I live, for the most part, the way the old people did back in the mountains.
On his homestead, Jenkins and his family grow all sorts of food, but his specialty is apples.
Every year we graft 3,000 to 4,000 trees. And I have probably in excess of 350 varieties of apples.
Some of those varieties, he says, include the Bellflower, the Summer Rose, and the Espis Spitzenberg, which reportedly was one of Thomas Jefferson's favorites, who planted several Spitzenberg trees at Monticello.
I love growing them.
Including some that you know would not exist if his family wasn't grafting them.
One of those varieties has a literary background.
Samuel Clemens knew about the Mala. In the book Tom Sawyer, his aunt rewarded Tom with an apple, a Milam apple, for painting the fence.
Sitting in a chair surrounded by buckets of apple branches and small trees, Jenkins demonstrates the process of grafting.
Let me have a piece of rootstock, boys. Now, watch this.
Jenkins grabs clippers and a piece of rootstock and cuts the top bud off.
Just like that.
He then clips the other buds and asks the crowd to look carefully along the edge of the wood.
Yeah.
That's called the cambium. That is where the sap flows.
He takes a tapered piece with two buds and slides it into the newly carved wood.
And look how tight that fits. Letter perfect. You see that, ma'am?
Jenkins passes the new graft to one of his sons who tapes it, then seals it in wax. After the new trees are planted, it takes 3 to 4 years to produce apples. Jenkins, who currently has three apprentices, says the program means a lot to him.
It has given me the opportunity for these young people to learn and to see my crafts and the things I learned to do to be continued. They're not dying out. So this is very important.
One of the unique things about the Virginia Folklife Program is that when it comes to music, the term folk goes beyond the typical bluegrass and string bands. Other styles include the Gaelic dulcimer, Persian classical music, and Sephardic ballads. Lohman says it's important to showcase other cultures and instruments that, like the banjo, got its start elsewhere but migrated to America.
So I remember the first year of the program we had Kathak dance, which is a type of dance from northern India. I remember somebody said to me, "That's not Virginia, is it?" And I'm like, "Well, sure it is. You know, there's a very large community of people from that portion of the world, mostly in Fairfax and northern Virginia, and they're dancing." And so, yeah, all these things are Virginians, you know.
One of the instruments highlighted in the apprenticeship program is popular in Vietnamese music.
I'm playing the monochord instrument. In Vietnam, we call Dang Bao.
Since she was 17, player Nam Phong Nguyen has been perfecting her craft. The translation means gourd lute, and it's traditionally composed of a bamboo tube, a wooden rod, a coconut half shell, and a silk string. But it could be made using any type of wood.
It's one string, and it plays by plucking the string, and it has a harmonic sound. It's the mirror of a human voice.
Nguyen, who has one apprentice, will often travel around Northern Virginia to teach and play the Dang Bao in schools. She and her husband say it's important to maintain and share these traditions.
And it's very hard to play, very hard to learn. But when you master it, the sound was beautiful. Therefore, you know, my wife is kind of trying to keep that traditional out here. You know, make sure that our children, maybe someone will play it and, you know, transfer it to other generation.
Master artists such as Wen and Jenkins can have dedicated apprentices in either a one-on-one setting or in a group. Apprenticeships can last for up to 9 months or even longer. Since the Virginia Humanities Program began in 2001, organizers say more than 150 apprenticeships have helped elevate Virginia's diverse culture and history. For Virginia Currents, I'm Ian Stewart.